I'm sitting in my room in the Hotel Playa Paraiso in Veracruz, lounging after a great first 4 days in Mexico. The first 3 days I spent birding on day-long field trips where I saw over 175 species. Thrilling as it was, adding great black hawk, double-striped thick knee, azure-crowned hummingbird, and a bunch of others to my life list, and seeing again incredible birds like bat falcons, aplomado falcons, and violaceous trogons, my biggest thrills so far have been spending so much time with kindred spirits. I spent today at an all-day workshop about bird collisions at wind farms. There were fascinating presentations covering the European perspective where wind farms are dotting more and more of the landscape, the best research techniques for assessing which areas are more or less suitable for wind farm development, mitigation measures that can be taken by power companies to compensate for wind farm mortality, and more. Now that more people in the U.S. are finally facing up to the environmental problems associated with fossil fuels, or at least accepting that there are limited supplies and it costs too much, people are finally focusing on developing cleaner, more sustainable forms of energy production. Currently, the U.S. government is providing tax incentives for alternative energy production, though I'm sorely disappointed that the whole emphasis seems to be on biofuels and wind power. According to everything I've been able to learn on my own or at today's meeting, wind turbines kill birds and bats, and where the locations are bad, they kill unacceptably enormous numbers of birds, and even more dangerous on population levels, bats. I've yet to hear anyone in an industry or regulatory role suggest designing the turbines with screening around them, rather the way we screen the blades on electric fans to protect ourselves and our pets. And I'm still waiting to hear anyone in the government or in industry talk about developing cheaper, better solar power designs, even though solar is the one and only way we can produce clean energy that would have virtually no negative impacts on birds. Indeed, houses with sufficient, well-designed solar panels on roofs could produce enough energy to become independent of the power grid. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service estimates that 174 million birds are killed by collisions with power lines each year, and more than 1,000 large birds, such as hawks and eagles, are electrocuted. Making individual dwellings energy independent could significantly reduce the number of power lines, but so far that kind of long-term solution is not being seriously considered by anyone. Even more disturbing in light of the growing human population and increased energy consumption in many developing countries as well as the U.S., I'm hearing little serious discussion of developing improved conservation technologies. Rather than improving and increasing hybrid car technology, we're talking about biofuels. No one seems to think about the enormous habitat losses we devote more and more land to corn and soybean production to fuel cars, and I'm not at all sure that ethanol is even saving any oil. My own car gets about 20% better fuel efficiency when I use pure gas rather than 10% ethanol, meaning I use less fossil fuels when I use pure gasoline than when I use an ethanol blend. My car may be unique, but I'd like to see some studies about this. Meanwhile, even my worst mileage when using ethanol and driving fast is still about 45 miles per gallon, far above the industry average, and when I'm moseying along at about 42 miles per hour and using gasoline, I get over 60 miles per gallon. Why can't more cars do that? As the human population continues to grow, we need to come up with real energy solutions that will be best for the long run, for humans and for the world we share and depend upon. Research is critical, and equally critical is actually paying attention to that research and making important decisions. Throughout today, I was hearing a phrase that is very true: money talks. But my question is, how closely do we really need to listen? Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. From Veracruz, Mexico, I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.